From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. All 152 people aboard a jetliner in Pakistan are dead after the plane crashed into a forest area near Islamabad. The victims include two Americans. The BBC's Lise Doucette says the airline that operated the flight insists the stormy weather at the time was not severe enough to cause the crash.
A spokesperson for the private airline Air Blue, Rahil Ahmed, said that no technical fault had been reported before the flight and that weather conditions, although poor, were acceptable.
Whenever any flight takes off, before that the weather is taken, there are certain parameters for flying, and including for landing and takeoff. Weather was not extremely good, but it was above the parameters, and there was no technical fault when it took off.
The flight recorder, the black box as it's called, has been found in the wreckage, and authorities will analyze it to find more clues from the pilot who lost contact with the control tower, what actually went wrong.
The BBC's Lise Doucette reporting. President Obama takes his campaign for a bill aimed at helping small businesses on the road today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president will be meeting with small business owners in New Jersey.
A sandwich shop in Edison, New Jersey, will be the backdrop when President Obama makes his pitch for a bundle of small business assistance measures now before the Senate. Mr. Obama is urging senators to okay the proposals, including a $30 billion fund to encourage community banks to lend more money to small firms.
This is how we create jobs, by investing in the innovators and entrepreneurs that have always driven our prosperity.
Lawmakers have only a few days to pass the measure before their August recess. Mr. Obama says small businesses should not be held hostage by partisan politics. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Government scientists are finding that the oil from BP's blown-out well is dissipating more quickly than they had expected from the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports, though, that the impact from the spill is far from over.
Scientists say much of the oil has evaporated in the heat. Chemical dispersants broke it down so that it could be absorbed by bacteria in the water. And there were also skimmers gathering oil on the surface and booms to protect the fragile wetlands here. But it's not over yet. Even after much of the oil is gone, it'll take years for the affected wildlife, marsh, and fishes to fully recover. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, New Orleans.
Orders to factories for big-ticket items such as cars and aircraft have fallen, down 1% in June. That's the second straight monthly decline and the largest in nearly a year. The Commerce Department says most major industries were affected. Analysts say the report is further evidence that businesses and consumers are pulling back on their spending. Robert Steinkraus of New York says he's definitely cutting back on what he buys.
You know, you hold off purchases, you hold off on vacation, so everybody's sort of, you know, in a wait-and-see mode.
This is NPR News from Washington. At least six people have been killed and 15 others injured in a bomb blast in Baghdad this morning. Police there say the bomb was planted near a government-run bank in the Sadr City area. Retirees were waiting in line there to get their pension payments at the time. 25 people are dead in Afghanistan, victims of a roadside bomb. They were aboard a crowded bus that triggered the explosive device. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports more than 20 others were injured.
A local government official in remote Nimruz province said that his government convoy might have been the target of the roadside bomb. Instead, it hit a packed passenger bus en route to the capital, killing and wounding men, women, and children. The official condemned the Taliban for trying to demoralize the civilian population. Civilian casualties remains perhaps the most provocative issue in a counterinsurgency campaign that depends on public support. Measures taken to limit airstrikes by U.S. forces have reduced civilian deaths, and United Nations estimates now blame the majority of them on the Taliban. Still, the government in Kabul was quick to rebuke foreign forces for civilian deaths in a missile strike last week, even though a joint Afghan-NATO investigation into the case is not finished. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Firefighters are making some progress in efforts to contain a wildfire in California's Mojave Desert north of Los Angeles. That blaze has destroyed at least 30 homes so far and is threatening dozens of others. Kern County Fire Department engineer Anthony Romero says fire crews are having to cope with challenging conditions.
The wind and a little bit of the terrain right now. We got a lot of hills and a lot of thick brush out here.
Romero says the blaze, which has spread over more than 500 acres, is about 25% contained. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.